Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Wednesday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over there, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we've given to you. Glory be to God. So wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us come together and pray. Most gracious God, once again, we thank you, Lord, for this day that you bless us to see and for this opportunity to go into this lesson tonight. Dear Lord, I pray, Lord, for every ear that is listening tonight, that, Lord God, that they will hear your voice. And Lord, they will be led to inquire of you, they hear tonight. Dear Lord, I come as your child, as your servant, to humble myself that you be using me according to your will. Therefore, I pray that whatever I present will be pleasing in your sight. And Lord, I pray that your spirit will be present with us on this night. So Lord God, I just thank you, Lord, for all that you have done and all that you're doing and going to do. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Once again, tonight, we're going to open up with Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 through 17, and Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. That's Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 to verse 17. And Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. If you have your Bibles, I ask that you would turn with me because I like to put people's eyes on the Word of God, not for them just to hear me talk all the time. And perhaps some of you are listening that don't have a Bible. I ask that you would listen. If you got pencil and piece of paper, write this down. Okay? Glory be to God. So Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 through 17. And the Word of God said, and the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Now Genesis chapter 3, verse 6, it says, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. Amen. Tonight, we are on part 5 of this section of the series, Health, Healing, Sickness, and Disease. It is called also The Last Word, part 5. And the way it looks, it may be the fifth and final part of this section of the series. We are looking in part 5 of this series tonight, as we continue to talk about why Jesus' word should be the final word in dealing with health, healing, sickness, disease. I have been reading different, we want to call it research or articles concerning the doctors, pharmaceutical companies and all that. My purpose is not to scare you, but that you may hear the full truth. Because for most of it, part of the truth have been given. And you hear, you know, people constantly saying, well, you know, God has given us doctors, blah, blah, blah. And to a degree, they're right. He have blessed doctors, but with limited knowledge. I'm providing the other part to give you the full truth to let you know why Jesus' word needs to be the last word because of what's happening in this day and time. You know, the pharmaceutical companies. Now, to be honest with you, it's all about money, okay? It's money too, but many cases, if you owe something and you got a bad headache or running nose, stuff like that, well, if you owe them, I put it this way, and you ain't paid them, they have a right to refuse your service, okay? Now, in saying that, I want to read to you yesterday on part four, I was reading to you an article by this lady named Ms. Brownlee, who wrote this book concerning the over-treatment of people in the hospitals, which is definitely true. And for those of you who listened to it yesterday, you heard about, you know, some of the things like the machines that they're using that they don't have to use, and some calling for surgeries when you really don't need surgery. Well, people, that's real, okay? That's real. There's nothing fake about it. That's real. That's happening today. Many of them is saying you need surgery, when in many instances that you don't need surgery. Now, I'm just letting you know the realness of this, people. Like I said, you know, some of y'all may listen to me and say, oh, you just trying to throw shade on the doctors and hospitals. No, this is serious, okay? This is serious. This is true. And I believe that many of y'all listening to this broadcast know this true, okay? Know this true. And this is what I'm discussing. Now, I want to read another article concerning the hospitals. And I ask that you really, you know, listen to this. And it is titled, now, these people are attorneys, but I want you to hear something, what they say concerning these hospitals. This is really true. And listen, this happening in this day and time, okay? Now, we're talking about your health being involved here. And the title is Common Instances of Hospital Negligence. This is by Baker and Gilchrist. And I want to read to you what they say here. And I ask that you listen to this real close, because, like I said, this is true. It said, not only are hospitals responsible for hiring experienced and skilled doctors and nurses so that patients receive proper care at all times, but these hospitals are also responsible for the actions of each medical professional they employ. When a patient has suffered harm due to a medical profession's negligence or mistake, it may be possible for them to hold the hospital partly or even entirely responsible for the malpractice in question. Now, they got on here, and I want you to hear this, where they said that there's a number of different examples of hospital negligence that can lead to injury or fatality, okay? And they mentions understaffed hospitals and emergency room. Many hospitals try to cut costs and do not hire enough doctors or nurses to work in emergency room. Now, that's true. Many of your hospitals, especially in emergency room, they got like one doctor, okay? And he got to tend to everyone, okay? And it said, without a sufficient amount of workers, many patients suffer due to delayed treatment. Because if you got, you know, not enough doctors, okay, and like they said here, many hospitals, they try to cut costs, and they do not hire enough doctors. If you notice that not only hospitals, you got businesses today and all that, it seems like, quote, everybody's trying to cut costs, okay? You know, it's just like, for example, when the coronavirus hit, you know, many of these jobs, you know, they didn't go to hiring more folks. In fact, the job I'm on now, they let some folks go. And what they was doing, many of these jobs, they wasn't hiring no more, but and they were letting folks go. Folks were getting laid off. Y'all know this is true. And the few folks they kept, they was working them to death. I mean, that was a that's a time, and it's still a little bit like that now, where you were getting 50 plus hours a week. And so many of the business start thinking, say, hey, the few people we have, hey, we can just work those for what we got because, you know, they need a job during this time. Well, see, you got many hospitals. Now they're trying to cut costs, and they won't hire enough doctor nurses to even work in the emergency room. And like I said, in some of your hospitals, you go, like, at night, late at night, something like that, it's normally one doctor there, okay? One doctor. And he has to deal with who all come in, okay? And if it's not late at night, many hospitals really are not hiring enough doctors. So these doctors got to tend to multiple people, okay? You understand what I'm saying? And that's not good, okay? That's not good at all, them having to tend to multiple people. They also said that many doctors and nurses are overworked, okay? By them not having enough doctors, many of them are overworked. Listen, doctors and nurses are human beings, okay? Just like you think of yourself, you get real tired, how good are you going to be thinking? You're not is, okay? Just think for yourself. This is what's happening today, people. We once again, we're talking about your health, your healing, sickness and diseases that you're dealing with. And if you're dealing with a doctor or nurse that's overworking, extremely tired, what kind of good diagnosis you going to get? What kind of good treatments you going to get? You understand what I'm saying? I want you to see, but above all, the Lord wants you to see why it's important to make his word the final word, okay? Because by them being human and subject to error in their being tired, they could diagnose the wrong thing, okay? But see, you want to go with one that's not going to do it. And so there's so many cases of this hospital negligence, even in the United States alone, annually each year, okay? So why not go with the one who doesn't make a mistake? Now, you were asked, well, would God ever lead me to, like, deal with a doctor or something like that? Yes, he would. But the reason why I'm giving you this is because this is how much tighter it's getting these days, people. I'm telling you. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you have been to the emergency room, and you sat there 4 or 5 hours, and I didn't. I know one time I went to the emergency room a few years ago. And I'm going to be honest with you, people, and I'm not trying to be funny. I wasn't feeling well. I sat in that emergency room so long, I started feeling better. I know some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Okay? But see, with Jesus, you ain't got to wait in no line. It's not Jesus said, oh, wait a minute. I'm tending to these other 3 million people. You just got to wait your turn. No. You can go for healing right now. I know that many wouldn't want me to say this to you. Okay, many people wouldn't want me to tell you this, but that's true. You can go right now. You can get healing right now. You understand what I'm saying? You ain't got to wait, you know, hallelujah. Then another thing they got down here, they said mistakes with charts and records, okay? A patient's charts and records are extremely important. Unfortunately, many hospital workers make mistakes when filing these medical records. This can lead to delayed treatment or administering the wrong treatment to a patient. Do you hear that? Hallelujah. Another one, they say insufficient amount of basic medical equipment for doctors and nurses to use for treatment. They don't have enough medical equipment. This can lead to delayed or even denied treatment. Do you hear that? Amen. See, people, I'm trying to show you the fullness of this. See, some of us, we have, you know, the word of God said, put not your trust in the arm of flesh. And many of us as Christians, when we got to that verse, we skipped over it. We skipped over it. And we have made everything that the doctors and them say, bond. It's whatever they say, boom. And then if they tell you they can't see you, then we go home and we pout. And, oh, no, it's over for me. That's our attitude. Why? Because we have put our trust in the arm of flesh. And I'm telling you, people, hear this. You can call me doomsday all you want to. But in this world, it's not going to get better. In fact, it's not getting better. Like one of these things they said on here, many hospitals are trying to cut costs. So they're not going to hire, extra doctors in the emergency room. Okay? And like I said, many doctors are, many hospitals are going like late at night. They have one doctor there on call in many of these hospitals. Okay? Amen. So you get there not feeling good and stuff like that, you might have to wait in line. And then on top of that, listen to this. If that one doctor, the ambulance come in with someone that been in a car accident, you really going to have to wait longer. I'm just going to be honest with you, which I understand them dealing with the people. If they've been in a bad car accident, go ahead and get them first. I understand that. But what I'm saying to you, you're going to have to wait longer because they're going to weigh the balance and say, hey, I know you came in for this, but they've been in a bad car accident. We got to tend to them first. Amen. Now, I'm trying to show you and let you know what's happening, okay, what's going on. And hallelujah. People, this thing is for real. And see, God don't want you, the Lord Jesus don't want you going, you going to the hospital and they tell you, say, you just going to have to wait and you in racked and pain and hurting and you can't sit still and stuff like that. And you have to wait and you suffering like that. God, Jesus don't want that. And then all of a sudden, you know, especially with the corona, you know, they've been reporting how that, you know, when people coming into the hospital, that there is no beds. A lot of hospitals are running out of beds. So you either sitting there or they feel like, hey, you know, it ain't bad enough for you to really be in the hospital. You're being sent back home. So what are you going to do? Are you going to throw up both hands and say, that's it? Did Jesus tell us to sit there and complain and mumble and be in sorrow because we can't get to the doctor? You know what Jesus is asking? What about me? That's what Jesus is asking you now. And for those of you that keep wanting to throw, yeah, but God gave us doctors. Understand this. They're called doctors, not Jesus. Because to me, that statement is getting old. And I don't mean that out of disrespect, but many of the so-called church folks that keep throwing this up, it's the same ones that don't want to believe Jesus for their healing. That's the honest truth. If I have to really put a word on this and say, who will be the ones that keep throwing that up besides the sinner man, is the church folks that don't want to believe Christ for their healing and don't believe. They be the first one. Well, you know, God gave us doctors. Amen. And they are some of the ones that tell you part of the stuff. They won't tell you the full truth. Amen. They won't tell you the full truth. They tell you part of it. Well, see, Brother Nate is on here tonight to give you the full truth. Yeah, God has blessed us with doctors, and doctors are, get this, with quotation marks around it, limited in their knowledge. Okay? Limited in their knowledge. Hallelujah. Now, I know some people don't want to hear that. I know they don't, but that's the truth, people. That's the truth. See, we got to get down. You know, you got some Christians, they don't even want to talk about this. No, don't tell the people that. Well, I got to tell you. Because people, it's not finna get any better. The only ones that are gonna have peace is the faithful in Christ Jesus. I'm gonna say it again. The only ones that are gonna have peace is the faithful in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now I want to mention a little bit about the health insurance. and a question being asked. For example, you have people that ask, why are my health insurance premiums increasing? I know many of y'all noticed that. For those of you who got the health insurance, whether it's on your job and stuff like that, the question is, why is it increasing? You know, the job I work at, before this insurance we got now, we had another insurance called Blue Cross Blue Shield. And, you know, we get a raise, you know, each year in December. Well, people start noticing that December, when you get the what they call the cost of living raise, that March following that December, they coming to us saying, oh, your insurance went up. So what, after so many years, some people asked one of the human resource women, said, why does our insurance go up every time we get a cost of living raise? And she was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Which, that was just terrible what she did, because it's just obvious. You showing us the paper, you telling us the insurance going up, come on. But anyhow, people ask, well, why are my health insurance premiums increasing? Well, one study says the core reason for the rise in health insurance costs are, get this, rise in health care, lack of insurer competition, and lack of transparency to help consumers make informed decisions. Did you hear that? Rise in health care. Your doctor bill is going up, people. And when the doctor bills goes up, your health insurance going to go up. And it's constantly increasing. Then it says lack of insurer competition. So the insurance that you got, it, you know, the competition ain't really there for them. Amen. You know, it's just like some of your grocery stores. When they go into a certain town or a certain, even especially if it's a small town, okay, and there's a grocery store already there and they come in, when they come in, they'll try to lower their prices lower than the grocery store across town, if you know what I mean. Why? Because they want all the business. Now, if they don't lower their prices, and especially their price going to be higher, then they know that they're not going to get as many people coming. Okay? You understand that? See, it's just like here in Durant, we had a grocery store here called Peer Wiggins. And then the grocery store that came some years after that, and Peer Wiggins was, at one time, was the only grocery store here in Durant. Durant is not, his town is not real big, okay? But Peer Wiggins was the only grocery store here. And then after so many years, then, and in between time, we had other grocery stores come in, but they didn't last. They didn't last. Well, this one particular grocery store come in that's here now, today, called Mac Mart. And one of the things that Mac Mart defeated Peer Wiggins in was their meats, because they had good deals on meats. And Peer Wiggins just didn't have that. Okay? Now, at one time, when I was looking at their shell prices were tit for tat. But when you listen to the people talk, the basic thing they talked about a whole lot was the deals with the meat. Okay? And sad to say, Peer Wiggins could not compete with that. Couldn't compete with that. So our health insurance costs are rising. Okay? And get this now, listen to this closely. Just think about this. It's rising, especially on us that got insurance through our employers. Just think about people that got health insurance not through employers. Do you know how high, my God, I shared this with y'all once before, and I want to tell it again, that at one time, there were some older men on the job working with us, and they was at a point where they could retire. And one of the common questions they would be asked is like, why don't you go ahead and retire? You know? And in fact, before I tell you what they said, one guy, he was the age of retirement, and he made this remark to me. He told me, he said, well, I'm going to get ready to retire, and then in 6 months, get another job. And I was like, man, why would you do that? What sense did that make? And so going back to the first thing I said, this is where this all tied in, when they was asked, why don't y'all go and retire? You know, the number one thing they said, health insurance. And, buddy, let me tell you something. At that time, when we was under Blue Cross Blue Shield, and this is why I give the job I work on, Hunter, I give them credit. Where they deal with the insurance, my goodness, they give credit. From what I understand, I think at one time per month, our insurance employee per month was $900-some dollars. Hunter Engineer paid about $800-some of that. We only had to pay like $100-some dollars at one time. Let me tell you something. You can't beat that. But listen to the price, what I told you. Now, just imagine when you leave a job and you got to get health insurance on your own. And I know one guy who ended up having to leave, and he was at retirement age, but to be honest with you, I think the guy probably still, I ain't trying to be funny, I think he still would have been working today if he wouldn't have got hurt. But when he got hurt, he had to go ahead and retire. And he was talking to me about how he had been looking for insurance. He knew how high it was, and he had to finally get it through the bank. And people, their insurance is high. You're looking at what, $400, $300, $400, $700 a month? You're looking in that range. That's when you getting it, doing it straightway yourself, not through an employee. I'm telling you, health insurance and stuff going to rise up even the more. And people are not going to be able to cover it. So what are you going to do? You look at Medicaid. Medicaid pay only for so much stuff. And then, like, I come to find out that I had a family member that had to go through some type of therapy at one time at this in the state capitol here in Mississippi. A nice it was part of a one of the big hospitals there in the state capitol. Well, come to find out, this family member could only be there for so long. They could not finish their therapy there. You said why? Because Medicaid wanted them to transfer to get this a smaller hospital. What that means, cheaper, okay? People, we better wake up. We better wake up. What you going to do when you can't afford the health care? Or when the Medicaid said, we can't cover this no more. If you ain't noticed, the government throwing you little tidbits out there, but it's trouble in the government house, okay? It's trouble in the government house. You hear them talking about possible shortage with Social Security. You hearing all this stuff, people. Come on now. We got to open our eyes. But see, we're talking about health, healing, sickness, and disease tonight. And see, when I'm letting you know about these insurance companies, guess what? You ain't got no discounts coming soon, okay? They steady finna go up on the rise. And when they get that bill from the doctor and the doctor said, oh, I had to go up, your health insurance going to say, well, we got to go up. And that's whether you're getting it through an employer or doing it personally. Okay, I mean, I know that this is something that some of you don't want to hear. But it's true, okay? It's true. Amen. You know, I know you're like, well, yeah, but Brother Nate, that's what you say. Okay, well, fine. Okay, keep looking. Keep looking. And you'll see. Okay? You're going to see. Glory be to God. I mean, I can only give you the word. Okay? I'm not called to force you to accept it. I'm telling you, in these last days, you're going to make it. You're going to have to know Jesus. If you don't, you're going to be caught up in the world of bondage. And see, many of the pharmaceutical companies, hospitals, and all this know that you, quote, need the treatment. So when we up that price on you, we know your lips going to poke out. And you're going to be fussing and complaining. But guess what? You're going to be doing it all the way on the way to the hospital. Amen. Now, once again, I know that many of you don't want to hear this, and especially some of you that lay claim that you believe in God, as they say. But this is the truth of the matter, people. It's happening before your eyes. And listen, it's not something that's being covered or hid. When they go up on these insurance premiums, they don't ask you in the when they give you a letter, or whether they give word to you through your employer, they don't ask you what do you think about it. I mean, I ain't came across an health insurance company. If you did, well, hey, but I ain't came across one that said, hey, we're going up. What do y'all think about it? Y'all think we should go up or should we just? Because once again, once those doctors go up on their prices, when you start finding out the doctors going up on their prices, it ain't going to be long around the corner. Just look at your premiums. They going up. Now, for example, another question that many would have is, does gender affect health insurance? Now, one research I looked up says, men and women tend to pay different rates for all types of insurance, whether regulation allows gender to be a factor into premiums or not. So what this research is saying here, that men and women do tend to pay different rates. Now, one thing about Jesus, it don't matter what gender you are, he just heals, okay? He ain't giving a man a whole healing and a woman a half healing. He ain't doing that. Amen. Hallelujah. You hear what I'm saying? And you got that going on today. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. People, listen, this is real, okay? This is real. This, like I said, it's nothing fake about this. This is real, okay? And I'm telling you, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're gonna see these things. These things is going up even more. Hallelujah. It's going to go up some more now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And one thing about Jesus, like I said, it ain't got nothing to gender-wise now. I mean, hey, it ain't got nothing to do. He just heals. Whether you're a man or a woman, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Thank God for the precious word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And this is what's happening today, people. This is what's going on today. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm looking at a study here, and it says, new study shows gender differences in health insurance and access among Californians. Okay. This had come out December 11, 2019. It said, in California, both men and women benefited from insurance expansions under the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, according to a new study by the Fielding School's UCLA Center for Health Policy Research, using data from 2012 to 2016, waves of the California Health Interview Survey. The policy brief outlines gender differences in health insurance and health care access in the state. The study's authors note that among men and women, uninsured rates decline primarily due to expansions of Medi-Cal under the ACA in 2014, which reduced enrollment barriers for millions of low-income adults who were previously ineligible for the program. Despite coverage gains for both men and women, gender gaps persist in accessing care, okay? Men have fewer ties to the healthcare system. 26% of men compared to about 15% of women reported that they did not have a usual source of care. Despite this, women were more likely than men to experience delays in care, about 15% and 10% respectively. Do you hear that? Do y'all hear that? Okay. Hallelujah. This is a study, and this is done at the UCA Fielding School. Okay. This study they did on. See, people, you know, men and women differ. Don't get me wrong. But when it comes to the health care, it should be an equality. Now, I know there's some things have to be done with women that can't be done with men. Like, for example, a woman pregnant and getting ready to have a child, men can't get pregnant. Okay. But on the regular of other things, you see there's a difference. Okay. You know, amen. Between men and women in the insurance thing, that to me really shouldn't be. Okay. But it is. And see, like I said, the beautiful thing about Jesus, whomsoever will, let him come. Man or woman, child, whosoever will, let him come. Jesus not up there saying, okay, I'm going to heal, the percentage show, I'm going to heal more men than I do women. That's not how Jesus, see, Jesus, there is no flaws in Jesus' operation, okay? Ain't no flaws in that. But what I'm showing you, see, this whole medical thing, medical field, health insurance, healthcare, all that, I'm letting you see there are flaws in it. And for us to put our trust in it, it's a bad and serious mistake. Now, once again, I respect doctors. I believe that God has blessed them with limited knowledge in some things, but I know that they're not the Lord Jesus. I thank God for health insurance. I think they've been helpful to a degree with many people, but they are not the very thing to put your trust in, okay? And what the Lord wants you to see in these last days, there's going to be more and more things to go on with the health insurance. It's not going to benefit you, okay? Like I said, it's not like a grocery store where you get a sales, you know, sale on food items and stuff at time. You ain't going to get no sale in no health insurance. You can forget that. You ain't getting no sale in no hospital when that bill come out. You can forget that. They're not going to have on there say, well, due to you came into the emergency room, you came during the week we had a 26% reduction sale going on our equipment we use. You're not going to get that kind of letter. You can forget that. Don't even look for that, okay? And you're going to find people hollering more and more, I can't afford it. You're going to hear that more, people. And maybe you might find yourself in that condition. My question is, what are you going to do? Throw up both hands, give up, and die? Is that what Jesus wants? No. Listen, I've already been doing this series and showing you that he wants you to be healed. He wants you to sit up there just, I ain't got the money to pay the health insurance, and I'm dealing with this sickness, I just might well give up and die. No. Do you know that's like a slap in the face to Christ? Did you know that? You said, well, why do you say that, Brother Nate? Because of what he did, that you may be healed. Why would Jesus go through all that to turn around and have you depend totally on man? It makes no sense. If that be the case, he shouldn't have never went through what he went through. That making Jesus look like he didn't know what he was doing. Amen. I hope that you're seeing from these articles I'm reading to you all why it's important to make Jesus' word the last word. Because if you ain't made man word the last word, that it's over for you. That's the best way. I have to be straight out and tell you that. I don't care if it's you, me, or anybody else. Any of us make man's word the last word, it's over. Because when you don't have enough money for the insurance, when you don't have enough money for the bill and all that, you know what they're going to tell you straight out? I wish I could help you, but ain't nothing else I can do. So now you're going to be going back home sick and in pain. And you hearing that, and I read to you where they said, well, they can't totally refuse you if it's a life-threatening situation. Let me tell y'all something. I'm going to see how long that going to ride. Some of y'all say, okay, Brother Nate, now you just went over the edge. No, I'm telling you, people, what you think they probably wouldn't do, they're going to find some kind of loophole to justify. That's what they do. You know why? Because they see the people depending on. It's just like, have you ever been around somebody, let's say, who saw you were dependent on them? And they said, start doing you like a dog. Now, some of y'all listening to this know what I'm talking about. And you came to your senses and realized that, man, they treat me like nothing, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. To the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Another question. Does age affect health insurance? I'm going to read to you what one research said. Now, health insurance rates go up as a policyholder gets older. Do you hear that? With the largest increase after age 55. This reflects the higher expected share of health care costs that older Americans are expected to utilize. So they're expecting you, us as older Americans, because see, I'm 50. So they're expecting you as an older American to use this more. So your insurance rate goes up as you get older, okay? It said Americans said this premium is 3 times more expensive when compared to the monthly cost for a 21-year-old, which is $374. Amen. Did you hear that? Health insurance increases with age. Okay. Increases. Not decrease, but increase. Why? Because they expect when you're older, you're going to be using this thing more. That's what they expect. It's just like you look at insurance, car insurance. It's higher for a younger adult, especially they 18 or 20, because the insurance companies look at them being, quote, more reckless. Okay, that's the honest truth. And so it's high insurance on them. But when it comes to health insurance, it goes the opposite way with health insurance because they feel like the older people are going to use it more. So they go up with it. Well, you know, once again, and like I said, you're not asked to be on a committee board to ask what you think about it. Okay? So when it since it's going to be pretty high when you at 55 and older, okay, just imagine. You know, with many of them, if you ain't got no, for example, Medicaid, and you just say went on your Social Security check, well, you better be getting a mighty good Social Security check. And I mean mighty good. Amen. Now, once again, some of you listening to this and you like, okay, there you go again, Brother Nate. But I have to tell you this. Because many times people are walking blind. They're walking, you know, and purposely blind. Because you don't want to see the truth. You want to depend on man.
And if you do, that's your decision, okay? But for those of you that are listening who really wants to know what the Lord thinks about it, the Lord wants you right now to be prepared in the faith. Now, you might say, well, Brother Nate, I'm taking medicine right now. Go ahead and keep taking it. Because when your faith build up, I'm going to tell you just like this, you coming off the medicine. Hallelujah. You coming off of it. Amen. See, right now, for example, the thought is that you would never be able to make it without health care or health insurance in this world. Well, I'm going to tell you like this. Remember what Revelation 13 said. For you to take that mark, you ain't going to be able to buy or sell anything without the mark. You get that? So for those of us who said, hey, I'm not taking that mark, we're going to have to totally depend on Jesus and you know, herbs and stuff that he have us to save up. We're going to have to totally depend on that way because we're not going to be able to get the health insurance because you got to have that mark to do that. And I'm going to guarantee you it's going to be a lot of those God understand people. You know what I'm talking about, the ones that, for example, when they supposed to be paying tithes and they don't and using the money for anything else, and you talk to them about something, you know, the Lord said pay tithe, what they say? God understands. I say, sure do. He understands you don't want to do it. See, this is what we're facing today, people. This is what's going on now. This is why I'm showing you the reason why the Lord's word needs to be the final word. Your insurance is going up because what? One reason why? Because your doctor bills is going up. Dr. Richie Rich, it's not enough for him now. He got to go up another 3 to 5%. Now you walking into the clinic and you know, your insurance paid, had you just paying a copay, and before you go into the clinic, your insurance is notifying you that your copay has now went up another $5 or $10 you got to pay. And you going, why is that? Well, you ain't gonna have to far travel to find out. Just go on to your clinic and look at that doctor rate. It's okay. On there. What he once charged, and you look at it, and you go, man, he didn't went up. Yeah, he went up. Amen. Plus, like I said, many of your hospitals, your care is going to be suffering because some of them don't have the equipment or enough of the equipment. Like I said, some of them are understaffed. And like I told you before, it seemed like just almost everywhere of companies, everybody's trying to cut cost and try to cut down people. You know, I used to hear a few years ago on my job when I was working, and it was during a time where, you know, the job I work on, one of the things we build is runways. And so you have a welding department. And one time what they started doing, they started buying these welding machines, you know, welding robots, what they call. And so the word started getting around the plant that, hey, they're getting these welding robots to replace man, which you could see that. Because if you're getting a welding robot that can do enough of what is two men can do, or two or three men, you know the company going to be looking at that to say, I think we'll come out cheaper buying this machine, and I think it will pay off more in the long run because we'll get more out of it than we do these, quote, three men we got working. And no doubt, for many of them, that is the goal, okay? Because you kept hearing, and some of y'all may have heard this yourself through the years, that quote, machines replacing man. Well, see, that's one of the things that was on man's agenda. Buy a machine that can not only do the work as a man could, but maybe two or three times faster and more put out. So the companies will say, hey, with the machines, you know, we can just use that and lay off about three of them to that particular job. Okay? So this is what your hospitals are doing. They're not hiring as many doctors. They're cutting the cost, even letting some doctors go, nurses go, you know that. And these folks, many of them are understaffed, and they being worked to death. They real tired, and here you is coming in, not feeling good, pain all over your body, and then they going like, you got this and that. And you can see them rubbing their eyes, rubbing their forehead, their faces dropped. And then they write you out a prescription for this. You go home and take it, and it ain't doing nothing. And then you talk to another doctor about it, and this doctor, who will try to be polite, someone will come out and straightway say stuff, but try to be polite and say, that medicine that you've been giving, it's not really for that or really to do that. Now you huffing and puffing and mad, okay? And you say, I ain't going to that doctor no more. Well, I ain't going to that hospital no more. Yeah. And people, it's not getting better. And I know people are telling you that, oh, it's going to get better. I say, yeah, with those that believe in Jesus, okay? But if you're talking about this world, no. They always try to show you stuff on TV and tell you stuff that they, quote, believe is going to improve and make things better. But no, it's not. It's not. Just like this technology. Now, this technology has some positive benefits, okay? Don't get me wrong. But there are also some negative benefits that's pretty, you know, pretty rough, okay? And these negative benefits, you know, can have computers coming up with wrong stuff about you. Taking your money or what have you, you know. Amen. Easy to get glitches in these computers and stuff like that. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, amen. I wanted to tonight read them a few articles to you. And then about the healthcare, like I said, the questions I asked, you can just type that in, look it up, and you'll see what the research said that I read to you. But people, I'm telling you, I think this is about as much as last year. Some of y'all may have heard us talk about it, that I believe that the Lord really was dealing with me in my heart about this, because what I saw with the corona when it hit this nation real bad, I saw some things that was not good, and I saw these things was putting on us on a path to something that wasn't good. And I saw that these things was actually shaping up what the Lord talks about, things that are going to happen. And I begin to see even more, just like this year, how that you're literally or practically just about being, if you have not taken the vaccine shot. Now, once again, I'm going to express this to you, all that's listening, before you jump up out of your chair and want to throw stuff in the house about what I'm about to say. If you choose to take the vaccine shot, guess what? That's you. Okay? That's you. That's you. For the people that chose not to, why are you jumping all on them? Now, I'm going to say this again, and some of you I know don't like hearing this, but I know what the government been showing you. And they have to show you, first of all, understand this. When this coronavirus hit this nation real hard last year, you know how a newborn baby, when they starting to grow and they look at, and how they look up to you like they looking up to you for something? That's how the people in this nation became to the government. When people were dying at alarming rate, what they do? They did like the little newborn. People did like the little newborn with the, like with your eyes open, your mouth open, looking up to the government, waiting for the government to give. And so the government was like, okay, they looking at us. We under pressure. You know, they couldn't just keep coming and telling the people that we don't know what to do. Because, see, they know people get mad enough to go and kick your door down, okay? So they had to come up with something. And so, like I said, they come up with a vaccine that I admit that they did tell you don't prevent you from getting the corona, but they said, quote, slow it down. But what happened was they started finding out that many people did not trust in what they came up with. And I understood this because you got to understand, for example, your medical field been doing research on cancer for how many years? And you ain't came up with no quick cure for that. You ain't came up with nothing that fast like that for that. You come up with a vaccine that quick before a year, okay? And when they found out people were skeptical about it and wouldn't take it, that made the government mad. And then when they found out that some people were saying, hey, we know you can take this and this will help you beat the corona, oh, they start getting embarrassed. So now if you start going on TV saying stuff, well, I got this herb that will help you fight and beat the corona, then this whoever do it on TV, they in trouble because the attorney general may be knocking at their door getting ready to want to jail them. Because why? The government got to be seen as being God. Okay? Now I'm just telling you straight out of this tonight. And some of y'all don't want to hear this, but I love you. But I'm gonna tell you just like this. Then when they saw that many people were skeptical of this stuff and that it was bringing side effects, what do they do about that? Number one thing is that to keep the public from really, really panicking, they bringing up this stuff saying, no, the COVID, it wasn't because of the COVID that their heart inflamed. It wasn't because of the COVID, this and that. And this is what they're doing today. Now, I saw, what was it, yesterday, this lady had an article on the news, and I know they don't want to flash this around. She took the COVID shot. She took the one, I think it was, okay, it was her and her brother. Her brother took the one shot, and I think she took the one that had the two shot. I think that had went. Anyhow, her brother came down with COVID, and it hit him. I think it hit him pretty bad. And she let you know, she was thinking to herself that she was okay because she had that, you know. And she said, a few days later, a week later, her head was hurting. Said she was hurting so bad, you know, they keep telling you, say, it don't be as bad because you got the shot. Okay, well, the only thing I say to y'all, you keep buying that. Because the way this lady was talking, she'll let you know, say, It was awful with her, okay? But they're not going to let that article float around too much, people. You know why? Because they're spending all this time showing you articles. They either showing you articles about claims where people have claimed that they took the vaccine and had side effects. Now they're showing you articles that can't be true. Like they said, that's not true. We looked it up. That ain't true. If it were true, you think they're going to tell you? Now I'm being straight up with you. Now they either showing you that or they showing you article where that the virus, the variant, Delta and all that, it's coming up through the unvaccinated people, and it's because of the unvaccinated people getting you all stirred up and mad. So now when you see somebody don't have no vaccine, you want to go upside their head, okay?
doing that. So you got a lot of that going on, okay? And so when they find out people was not accepting that, they turn around and said, well, and you have your president who has went on the TV, and he wants to get up there and try to politely with a smile. Well, he didn't even come with a smile one time, but they might well say literally forcing you. Why? Because we want to hold a standard where, okay, I'm going to give the jobs the right to mandate this thing and to tell you if you don't take it, you fired off your job, not caring how long you've been on your job. And then we're going to see if you don't want to take it, you pay your own insurance and all that. Lord. And then on top of that, we're going to give people stories each week of how the hospitals are being filled with nobody but people that had take the shot. Amen. Glory be to God. So this was the fifth and final part of this section. Lord say the same. I shall be back tomorrow. And I think it's going to be with what God has given us for deliverance, that part of health, healing, sickness, and disease. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you for this opportunity you've given me today. I thank you, Lord God, for everyone that's listening. I pray that you would touch them and reveal the truth to them and let them know that your word needs to be the final word. In Jesus' name, and I give you glory and honor and praise. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen and amen. Glory be to God. So once again, I thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget the Lord say the same. I should be back on tomorrow. Look for the advertisement then tomorrow. So once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word of Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.